Reporting from the Montana Legislature, I'm James Bradley. Lawmakers so far have considered nearly a dozen bills this session aimed at changing how Montana's judicial branch is formed and how it works. One controversial bill that would allow the governor to directly appoint judges for vacancies in district courts and the Supreme Court passed the House Monday. Senate Bill 140 passed on a 67-32 vote. But another bill that would have forced would-be Supreme Court justices to file with a political party failed on Monday on a 44-56 vote. Hamilton Republican Representative David Beatty voted against the bill, House Bill 355.
This was a bad idea the first time we heard it. It's a bad idea now. Vote no.
Supporters like Billings Republican Representative Jimmy Patelis said the bill was for consumer protection.
The people in the community should know what political affiliation you are.
A similar bill, House Bill 342, would have done the same thing, but died in the House last week, also on a vote of 44-56.
Legislative News is a service of the Greater Montana Foundation, the Montana Broadcasters and Newspaper Associations, and the School of Journalism at the University of Montana.